Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Cherise Stahl, who is the People Operations Advisor and also with LightPoint Advisors, but she's the founder of Cherise Stahl Consulting. Cherise, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Cherise, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, first, that's the goal for Cherise Stahl Consulting, you know, is to get to the point where I can say that I'm 20 years in and I've been supporting organizations for that long. Right now, what I do is I'm both an HR professional at LightPoint and a small business consultant. So I specialize in creating HR systems that like really, really work for real businesses and real people when we're talking about small business, right? I found that a lot of the advice that goes to smaller businesses, anywhere from, you know, 1 to 30 employees, is very cookie cutter, you know, and a lot of what small businesses can afford is very cookie cutter. And so it'll come over and it's like, yeah, you know, this is a package that you can buy. And this is what worked for this organization of 5,000 people or 10,000 people. And it's very cut and dry and it doesn't, you know, feel true to the business, which is what so many really small business owners love, is how at home it feels. And, you know, you get that like real family feeling of, you know, having your employees also be your friends, right? And a lot of the time the lowest level employee will report to the CEO. And so certain things that work for these really big businesses just don't work for them and just doesn't fit for their culture. I found that pretty early on in my career. And so I wanted to come in and, you know, be somebody who can support that and who can make the systems and make them compliant in all the states, but especially California, because that is no joke. Yeah, and that's how Cherise Stahl Consulting got started. And that's been great. One of the things that I thought would be really interesting to talk about when it comes to making not only small businesses successful, but big businesses successful, is actually performance management. That seems to be an area where a lot of companies are lacking. They just don't know exactly how to get it right, you know, without it being too incredibly time consuming, or, you know, keeping it legal. That's a big thing too. You would not believe how many laws there are in California to do that right. I'm going to keep speaking about California because that's where my main, you know, client base is. But when you can get it right in California, you can get it right in just about any state. So that's a perk of that. My favorite phrase when I'm talking about performance management, when I'm talking even about employee relations issues to my clients, big and small, is, have you checked the terms and conditions before you pressed go? Right? Like, we've all been to websites where in order to sign up for the thing, you have to check that terms and conditions box before you press sign, before you press go. To me, I love that phrase because it sticks in people's minds. They know, you know, what I'm talking about. They're going to remember it. The terms and conditions is, are you providing your employees with the support that they need to get the job done, right? Before you go in and manage their performance, before you go in and put them on a performance improvement plan, before you decide, yeah, maybe, you know, this person just isn't working out. This is something that I see all the time, is at the end of the day, they might not even, one, know exactly what you're expecting of them, right? That might have never been made clear. It could be, you know, somewhere a little ambiguous in the job description, wasn't incredibly trained on, or somewhere along the way the expectations changed. And the other thing is, they might not have the tools to do it. They might have never been given the tools to do it. You find this a lot with small businesses because they don't have as many tools at their disposal, right? And a lot of the time you have, you know, a CEO also being a CFO and a COO and a CHRO, and learning how to go about performance management in this way just isn't something that's in their repertoire. So I just find that a lot of businesses aren't super clear in that. I think a really good example of this is something that actually my mom has been dealing with. She refuses to retire. She's still the top salesperson at her company. She sells software. She's in a software-based company. And she told me the other day that the head of her company actually knows about this phrase that I say because she talks about it so much. Are you providing me, as my mom, are you providing me with the things that I need? And one of the issues that she's been having lately is that the software developers are making changes to the software and not telling her. Right? This is a really good example of that. So she had a couple chargebacks, right? Clients that she sold to, and then clients that came back and said, what the heck? This is, this one piece of this is a little bit different than you said. And this was a big thing that sold me. And, my mom was able to turn around. And this is a good key thing for the employees as well and say, hey, I need to be provided this thing in order to do my job, right? Because her bosses could have turned around and just said, what's going on with you this month, right? Top salesperson for a decade and a half running. And now all of a sudden you're not getting any sales. And they could have never known that these changes are happening because this is a larger organization, right? And so there's like lack of communication in these certain areas. And it took my mom to be able to step up and say, hey, this is what I need to be able to do my job right. I need to know what changes are being made. I need to know what I'm selling. And that's just one example, but I think it's such a powerful tool that can go both ways. And it's something that is really underrated when it comes to performance management. It's something that a lot of people, I think, should be thinking about sooner than they do, both from the leader perspective and the employee themselves, right? Leaders, make sure that your people have, the knowledge and the tools readily available to be able to do their jobs the way that you expect. And people, if you don't, be willing to speak up, right? Yeah, those are the points. Those are the things that I had today.
Charisse, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us today. I really do appreciate that, especially for the folks in California with the things that you mentioned earlier on. And if I could just
Oh,
send
yeah.
a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Charisse, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Of course.
Charisse, thanks ever so much. It's so great to see you.
Thank you so much, Paul.
See you soon.
Right. Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.